When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Together in the studio for a current episode, not recorded back in the last
century.
Yes, we are allowed now to talk about current events as they're happening. Holy shit, it's very exciting. I'm here for all of this.
I've never seen anyone so pissed off with the notion of evergreen content. Like, we needed to get ahead of ourselves to have a little break.
But it's
Jennifer fucking won for the glove. Had one upper hole about the whole thing and was so upset that she kept continuously having to share all her thoughts and emotions about Afghanistan every two fucking seconds.
Because we did, that was what was going on. And it's still going on.
It's still going on, sadly.
But other things are, we missed the whole Joe Rogan with COVID.
Oh, I loved that.
Now,
I really wanted your thoughts on it, as did all our listeners.
Obviously, look, I don't want anyone to die, but sometimes when people die, it can prove a point. Not that I hoped he would. Anyway,
sometimes when people die,
it can prove.
It's for the best,
yes,
for my argument.
Well, whatever. So he didn't die, but he also took ivermectin. But then,
yeah,
on his following podcast was like, everyone's fucking bullshitting about ivermectin being just for horses. It's not. My real doctor gave it to me. And I didn't shite out my intestines. Isn't that supposed to be what happens when you take it? It like strips out and then you poo out what looks like worms, but it's the lining of your lower intestine.
I don't know anything about it, if I'm going to be completely honest.
Yeah, I'm going to need you to school me.
You
very
guys.
Quickly there.
Okay,
yeah, it's not something that I have to the top of my head.
You've been offline for a period of time. Cassie, I have never been more in the internet ever in my life.
Because we've left you alone for
maybe that's
4 weeks.
My story today is so current. It's currently happening. Now, there's a lot of other people talking about this story. And then there's a lot of people twittering about how no one should be talking about it. Right?
Oh.
So, and the tweets make sense. That it shouldn't, it's very terrible, it's very sad, and it's currently happening, and
that's why she is bursting with excitement.
Here's the excitement.
Literally holding in.
I tell you, here's something for you, right? If you can get through this whole episode without saying something illegal, slanderous, or something that you cannot stand over in the public forum, then we could just release this episode tonight. But it's on you.
No, it is, Jen. Because I'm on edits now anyway.
Oh,
so it's on
okay,
me
so
anyway.
It's always going to
go
out.
So it's
going always
going to
go,
just
out,
gonna
like
go out. Never an edit again.
You've tuned into the Creep Dive Flame Out edition. Jennifer is now over production.
Okay.
And there ends the attempt.
Take it up
at
with producer,
not being sued.
Producer Jen at tulltales.ie for any complaints and lawsuits. Third time's a charm.
will we do a creep of the week?
Oh, please. I have a good one as well for you.
Okay, go on. Give me yours first.
Well, it's not a thing. This is the throwback to, you remember when Cass had a thing that she was saying about...
No words. There was no names.
About
try again.
Fucking new phones, right? Here I am trying to navigate through. I took a picture of the inside of my friend's ear looking for a clog of wax, which I found. Now I'm staring into that and don't have the image that I'm looking for. You tell your one. I'll find mine. Fuck's sake.
Well, Okay, well, this now has been alerted. We've been alerted to this by Eitan. Thank you so much, Eitan.
Say that name again.
Eitan?
Eitan.
Eitan?
E-T-A-I-N.
Is it Eitan?
Yeah.
Eitan? Cool.
That's what I would have pronounced it.
My cousin's called Eitan, and that's what we call her.
Potato, potato.
I stand over it. Eitan, get in touch. I've actually had coffee with Eitan. Hey, yeah. Okay, so anyway, Eitan sends this.
Well, you've changed it.
Yeah, I'm joking. I was checking.
Okay. Sorry. Leave that in. Leave that in, producer Jen.
I can't even look at you. I'm so hot, and you
I don't know what's wrong with me.
A sheepskin lined. Fucking
I'm just so fucking committed to autumn.
Like, I wanted to take my top off. And
I've wanted this jacket for so long that I refuse to take it off.
Okay, I can't even look directly at you. And you're wearing fucking boots.
Shorts. I'm in shorts.
Well, I'm in shorts too because that's the normal you way can't to change. Dress
You guys
today.
Are probably menopausal. I'm young.
I'm in the middle of a hot flush or flash. Anyway, listen, the tweet that I've been sent is an amazing tweet. Flicking through old photos and came across pics of this book. The book's title, My Beatles Hell.
Oh,
the book's cover.
Oh, yes.
A picture of the Beatles rendered lovingly by an artist. And then the book's author, this elderly woman, photoshopped in front of them.
Looking happy for a book that's called My Beatles Hell.
And the Beatles themselves look so
mad
satanic
out of it.
Like, genuinely, George Harrison very particularly looks like fucking Richard Ramirez down there.
Style at the time, so
it's very stylized painting of the Beatles, and actually each of them looks like a different serial killer of the time.
Mm-hmm.
Let's do it. We've got Richard Ramirez as George Harrison here. I want to say Dave Berkowitz is fucking Paul McCartney, who was one of the lashes of the Beatles. In terms of Beatle hotness, I always said George was my number one.
Yeah.
Paul McCartney, I would have said as well, Paul McCartney, a favourite of the lesbians / bi women.
Because of his long hair?
Yes, he was like a gateway woman. I do remember in my teens being like, I really fancy Paul McCartney, but is that because I just I'm in denial about other parts of myself?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, so Dave Berkowitz.
I'd give Ringo a Raymond.
No.
Jesus.
I tell you who fancied Ringo. People who prioritise personalities.
I do.
You do. It's true. So Ringo looks to me now like.
What about Lennon?
That Ringo is Ringo. Definitely BTK, Dennis Radar. Look at that face. That is a man who masturbates over himself wearing a lady mask. The final frontier of weirdness, I think we can agree. Nothing else BTK did was as problematic as his masturbation shit. And okay. Then John. Any thoughts on John, guys?
He
Rose
looks really
West. Cool. I was about to say! It's the glasses! He's fucking spit!
Or Myra, actually.
Myra. Do you know those two now?
Our mates. Scissors sisters.
Do you not remember Rose as a pillow princess?
Is that Rose?
Yeah, Myra was like fucking never went down.
Look at me, is that bad? It's your decision now, Jen.
It's your decision,
Wait.
Jen.
What's the book about?
It's a book about terrible times she had with the Beatles.
We haven't even got to the book. So this book, right, the price is still on it. £1.99. Here we go. My Beatles Hell. The Tragical.
Good start.
Is that what it said?
It is.
It is what the subhead is. The Tragical History Tour. Oh, that's it. The Tragical History Tour of Beryl Adams.
I see what you did there, Beryl.
Do you know who Beryl was? Now, here's a tenuous connection. Beryl Adams was Brian Epstein's first secretary as he forged his musical dynasty and moulded the Beatles into the world's most successful pop band ever. So he was their manager.
I see.
He did die tragically. She was once married to the homosexual cavern disc jockey Bob Wooler, and counted amongst her string of lovers Epstein's biographer Ray Coleman.
Well,
go on, Beryl. Every week she handed over the then measly pay packets in cash to the young Paul McCartney, John Lennon, George Harrison, and for a while to the handsome drummer Pete Best, until he was ignominiously sacked in favor of Ringo Starr. I love this catty little, like, okay.
Where does her hell come into it?
What are you trying to say about Ringo? We just said she's got a great personality. Show the way they used to always give Ringo one song on every album.
Did they do that?
Yeah.
Which was his?
There was one. I'm knocking at your window. I'm coming up your drive. You can da 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 da. Don't pass me by. That's what it's called. Took us the whole verse to
Dunning.
Get there.
Stunning. You got there.
I could feel the sing-song coming on my way here. I was like, I tell you, it's a brewing.
Well, so also I need to add that this whole back page here is being done in bullet points. So the next
Is it self-published?
Oh,
definitely.
Cities 500 we can thank for this stunning tome. They're Cities 500 international publishers. If you have to say it, guys, it's a little problem, I think. Okay, so anyway, she was outraged at the ousting of Best and stayed his loyal and lifelong friend. All the while fucking Brian Epstein's biographer?
All right.
Okay, disliked, I love this, Beryl disliked John Lennon intensely, regarding him as an overbearing bully. And always knew that Paul McCartney was a much smarter cookie. The guy with the staying power. Beryl, John was murdered. Like, you can't that it was just him not having the staying power of McCartney. There's other reasons to hate John Lennon, but let it not be that he, like, was uncommitted. He just died. Murdered.
Tragically.
Tragically.
The tragical history tour. She was arguably the first woman to manage a pop band, the Kirbys, who could have hit the big time if handled right. They weren't and didn't. Beryl did not give this a proofread. They're now just shading her. In another twist of fate in later life, Beryl was also the live-in lover of Alan Williams, the Beatles' first manager. So Epstein must have been the second manager.
She really was taking the shit where she ate. She was literally fucking everybody.
Wait for it. Fucking wait for it. Final bullet point. She died horribly and unexpectedly of mad cow's disease. Today my jumper off, I'm too hot.
Jeez,
really got to me. This is the untold, fascinating account of Beryl's chaotic life on the edge. A tale that even many of her friends and family knew little about. I mean, all the fucking.
Ultimate groupie kind of action, but also in a managerial sense.
Middle management.
Yes. She's just hectic.
Isn't it hectic? Fucking. Okay. Eton. Thank you.
Beryl, creep of the week.
Oh my God, I have it.
What is it? The book?
Oh my God. I have the book.
Buy it.
No, I don't need to buy it. Someone has put it on issue for free.
Oh, amazing.
Will I give you the opening lines?
Yeah.
Give us the opening lines.
Okay.
I don't want to leave this book.
Chapter 1. All hell breaks loose. Perhaps the most pertinent time to begin delving into the life of Beryl Adams is when she first had to face up to the satanic creatures that had begun to jabber away in her mind since the onset of puberty, maybe even earlier. I actually think this is going to be a really sad book.
Oh, God.
Oh, shit.
The lols have finished.
The lols finished with the...
Mad cow's disease. Tragic death.
I'm not laughing,
she
by the way.
She didn't have staying power, though, did she? She really did let drop the ball there.
Oh God, this is straight in with a lot of darkness.
Trauma.
Oh God, shit.
Yeah.
You can't open with trauma. You need people really to care first. Or just trauma.
I know. Someone going through puberty, oh, I'm with them. That's it. I'm with you.
It's
You're
trauma.
Dealing with that. I'm with you.
Jibber jabber.
So there's loads of photos in
Sponsored
here though.
Sponsored by Diet Coke.
No.
I'm not taking it out.
Okay, wait though. There is somebody in this thread is sharing on a similar note. This is a book by a woman that made John Lennon a cheese sandwich in 1960.
No.
He adds, I paid money for this. The book is called A Cheese Sandwich for John Lennon.
That's a whole book.
By Marie E. McMahon. Good honour.
I quite like it.
A coming of age in rockin' Liverpool.
Fuck, I watched that horrendous.
Does she reveal what kind of cheese? Let it be brie. Let it brie. That's so good. Oh my God.
Guys, do you happen to recall Cassie's bot section? Do you remember you did that whole section?
Yeah, I loved that.
Well, here's an obituary written by a robot. Very sad. The death of Brenda Tent. Are you ready? Thank you, Gloria McNeely, writer, who posted this on her stories. Oh, it's a great follow. She does a good Instagram.
Oh, yeah. She did an amazing... It was like fanfic for the cannibal cop guy.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. We must get that up again and share it. Okay.
Okay. Go. Brenda Tent, retired from living at the age of old. surrounded by family and natural causes. A librarian from birth. Brenda was an avid collector of dust. She had a sweetheart and married her high school. She loved having hobbies and helping her sons to be disadvantaged youths. She had no horses, but thought she did. Church gave her a choir because she sang like a bird and looked like a bird. And Brenda was a bird. She owed us so many poems. The funeral will be held in 1977 at heaven. In lieu of flowers, send more life. That is how they should go in future.
Yeah, what you need is a good laugh.
That's it.
Oh, that is
my favorite is the horses.
The horse.
She had no horses, but thought she did.
That I'm in
that story.
How funny that is.
Fuck me.
That is brilliant. Now, thank you.
You're welcome. Oh, guys, how are your creeps shaping up this week?
Oh my God.
How are they? Let's lay them out.
Okay, I have quite a longy. I mean, we can fire through it. It's the story of inspired by my Hive content, which is when animals solve crimes.
Love this.
It's a story of how a parrot was a key witness in a murder.
Oh, amazing. This is not my creep, but I do have the Kirby's.com band up.
Can you? Is there a music?
If they don't even handle it right. Is there some music? Yeah, there's some music. Got Paperweight by the Kirby's.
This is excellent. Sounds exactly like
the Beatles.
Get to it, guys.
I'm liking this. But yeah. Long intro.
Very long.
Maybe it's just an intro.
They have a lot of merch.
Oh, really?
Tracks Currently. And videos on USB keys for $10 each.
There it sits, all alone. Oh, this is, do you know what this is? That band.
That was so close. That we talked about on the live. Weren't handled right.
Nickelback.
It's Nickelback.
It's Nickelback. I'm trying to find their about page.
Nickel way back.
For God's way, sake,
way,
now.
Way back.
Oh, here we go. About
Avril's going to come
Andrew
out.
And Avril's Kate Kirby, husband and wife songwriting team with a combined musical career spanning more than 30 years.
That can't be right. It must be longer. Oh, yeah, baby.
Feel good rock music. They're happy to perform at most any kind of event.
They could probably open for us.
Oh, and enjoy performing at their home venue.
Okay.
I
see what they've done there.
I think it's in your home.
In their home.
What I have is a creep that I've been working on for months.
Oh my god.
Only because I kept doing it and then having to do other things. So it's been a long time coming together and it is quite long. But I can zip through it. But it might also be a hive. Or maybe the parrot should be the hive.
The parrot can be the hive and we can follow up with animals who solve crimes another day.
We can, but we need to talk about the current event that's ongoing. Currently,
you well, do yours. Need to get that out of you.
You're going to do it right now, aren't
okay,
you?
Okay, I'll do it. 40 people have emailed this in to the DMs.
Oh my God.
Now, it's bad. We'll just talk about it because... But it is fueling the fire of turning very tragic events into entertainment, which is what we do.
Oh, wow. Why are you doing this?
I don't know, because I read a single tweet and I was like, oh, maybe I shouldn't. Anyway,
we
it's Gabby
this
Pepito
podcast for a really
Brian
long
Laundrie.
Time.
And it's currently happening. And I feel calm in the past because I'm like, in the past was a long time ago and we're unlikely to offend.
We've discussed this. People mattered less.
That's true. And that's
that,
of course.
But the past was 10 minutes ago, Jen.
Okay.
You mattered less 10 minutes ago.
Now,
in my mind.
Let me tell you what the fuck is going down here.
You need to start from
absolute
scratch.
I know
okay.
nothing.
No idea.
All right, let me just get my ducks
and
in order.
And is it long?
It could be.
Okay, we're going to let you just take
ramble
free
chat.
Reign. Sophie and I are going to sit back and not interrupt you.
I might have to take my jumper off.
Okay, have you heard of a couple called Nate and Kate or something like that? They're a traveling van couple who travel around in a van, or they used to travel around the country, then they went into a van, and this is their whole YouTube empire. And that is a thing people do.
America, mm-hmm. Gotcha.
Yeah. So that's sort of a thing that lots of people do. And this
hashtag
one particular.
Van life.
Yeah, exactly. Okay. And this one particular couple called Gabby and let me just get all of the facts. The ducks are in a row. Gabby and Brian were doing. Everything was going fine. They took
so wait,
off.
Their name wasn't Nate or Kate.
No, Nate and Kate is sort of that's what I'm relating it to. I'm like, oh, they're building a YouTube empire. They're traveling around America.
Gotcha.
Being, and she's videoing it. And he is, there's already, I can feel people are so bet into this case. I'm sure I'm going to fuck it up along the way. But bear with.
So Gabby is a YouTuber making the content of their van life.
Not massive, right? And Brian Laundrie is her, her fiancé. Now, here's what we sort of know about them. That she was manning the YouTube-y business.
Mm-hmm.
And Brian was a lover of the outdoors. Absolutely bet into, you know, living with zero waste. This is kind of their gig. And they were, as far as everyone was concerned, happy together. Gabby spent some time living with Brian in his family home. So the family was very close to Gabby as well. So they were like a whole thing. They have like this kind of peppered Instagram life that you can find together. There's Pinterest boards. There's their Instagram account. There's their own separate Instagram accounts. There's TikToks. There's her, this kind of gorgeous young woman doing all the boho chic visuals. She's a blonde-haired, blue-eyed individual from America.
Excellent.
Kind of fashion-y. You know, you can picture it perfectly.
Yeah, absolutely.
And then Brian's this kind of handsome-looking dude who's a young guy together.
Generic hotties.
Generic hotties.
Yeah.
They had, at the time, on this Pinterest web, there's like Pinterest boards of her wedding kind of stuff on the go. So
they're like, they're planning a wedding?
Yeah, they're engaged. Yeah. It was all going full steam ahead. Now, everything seemed fine and Gabby was very good at keeping in contact with her family. So I'll come back to that later. Everything seemed fine until Brian arrives home without Gabby. Refuses to say where Gabby is, refuses to tell and his family break contact with her family. Brian immediately gets a lawyer and he will not speak to anybody. Everyone's like, where the fuck is Gabby, Brian? Where is she? And there's not a single word
from Brian. So he's not even bothering to lie.
He's completely silent and he's immediately lawyered up. So anyway.
And does he have the van still?
Yes, I think so, right? So he, at this point, he is home. He doesn't have the van, so the van was found later.
Had they put up content fairly recently before he arrives home?
Okay, her last Instagram post is...
It's Halloween themed.
3 weeks ago.
Yeah.
Happy Halloween. Yeah. She's holding a crocheted pumpkin.
Sort of vague, non-specific post that was photographed a long time before. Someone else tracked down the background of that post and it was confirmed then that that was sort of a not a current post. Okay. Someone else suggested, it could have been timed. You know how you can, you can delay posts to go up. Someone else said that the description beneath it didn't feel like her language and that kind of thing. And the last text the parents received from her phone was a one-liner saying, heading into the mountains, no reception, something like that. But absolutely no other information. The family were like, that doesn't sound at all like Gabby. Now, about 9 days passed before the shit hit the fan. So it transpired that there was an incident, a domestic violence incident, that they were pulled over because the van had swerved. Right. Both of the police that pulled them over were wearing body cam. Mm. So the footage is there to watch. So this is flying around TikTok and the body cam footage is pretty interesting. Gabby's very upset. She is saying that, look, they got into a row. She talks a bit about her OCD and says, I'm not in a good space. My OCD was getting to me. I think Brian had come into the van, hadn't taken his shoes off. And that seemed to be the trigger of a bit of a escalation.
Yeah.
And then according to them both, although their stories slightly differ, she grabbed the wheel, hence the kind of swerviness. He got out of the car. Sorry, I tell a lie. They weren't caught at that point. Somebody phoned the police to say there's an incident of domestic violence occurring.
Okay.
Because he had locked her out of the van. She was trying to get back in. There was some screaming, shouting. Police arrived later. They got a bit of the backstory. Brian's pretty calm, very calm in the interview with the police. They were like, look, you've got to spend the night separate. This is how we do things when there's been a call like this, an incident like this.
Mm.
I'm going to leave you, Gabby, in the van. I'm going to bring your man Brian away to a location you don't know and we'll ask that you have no contact for 24 hours. And that seems to be a part of the system of what happens when these things happen. So that's the last known footage we have of Gabby. She looks in good shape. Other than that, I mean, she's definitely upset, but it's also a terrifying situation to be in.
Yeah.
Just coincidentally, and so we're on August 12th.
Did they interview her then?
They did.
And she said that it was her OCD and that...
She took responsibility. She was like, I'm so sorry. No, she didn't. She didn't say anything like that. But again...
What was she going through?
We just don't know. Now, there's a lot of things we don't fucking know, like, at all. What I'm telling you is things people have amassed together from various Instagram accounts and TikTok. Because this, if you watched any Catfish on Netflix recently, it's very, like, this whole case from the beginning, from the family saying, we need help finding Gabby. This guy, Brian, is refusing to answer any questions. And he's got a lawyer all of a sudden. Mm. Internet went fucking mad. Yeah. TikTok accounts, Instagram accounts, tracking, you know, pulling up the various the footage of whatever they've recently posted. And it, yes, exactly. So it felt like, holy shit, it's feeling like the internet are sort of ahead of the police.
They're working fast. Yeah, yeah. Police,
and you can, and the police statements were very kind of slow to come up.
Or they're actually, that's the thing, like, because the police have to be so careful about what they release.
Well, that's it, yeah. And whether or not
the internet could end up fucking this the trial thing right under
yes,
a truck.
How do you find an impartial jury if we've already all decided?
I could literally be on that jury.
Well, not after this conversation.
No.
So here's another, right? At around 4th, so we're at August 12th now. A witness calls the police on Patio and O'Brien and Gabby for a domestic incident that occurred near the Moonflower Cooperative, okay? This boutique in a place called Mauab, where these two individuals worked for, let me get this right. Okay. So there was various kind of reports going back and forth about what time that, anyway, look, let me just kind of move along the story here. I'm just flicking through the dash cam interview, which is about 10 minutes. So after that, on they went. A few days later, a desperately sad event occurred. We think, we don't know whether this is connected, but do you remember that Moonflower co-op place?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So on August 18th, two employees from that co-op were found dead in the same area, okay? Crystal Turner, what? Age 38, and Kaylin Schutel, I think I'm pronouncing 24, two women found dead on August 18th, multiple gunshot wounds,
what?
In the area, okay? They had just been married, actually. They were a couple. Now, there was also suggestion from the description of how they were found. There was kind of various parts of their clothing shimmied around, so that it was a bit disturbing. But anyway, listen, so the newlyweds also, during this camping trip they had planned, texted a friend a series of texts saying that there was a creepy man wandering around the tent making them uncomfortable, and even sent a text to say, if we die tonight, it's because we were murdered. So anyway, the friend reported this troubling text to a friend and said, look, what the fuck do you think's going on here? And that was that night that they were shot and they were found then. Now, the thing that is connecting the two is the dates and the
location.
Yeah.
Other than that. Imagine being that friend and being like,
what the fuck am I going to do? Where exactly are you? Like,
yeah. But also, we know now, if you get that text, to call the police.
Immediately.
And go immediately.
Yeah, rather than be like,
ha-ha. Don't underreact. Not saying that person underreacted, but like, for you guys, for example. Let's just have the talk. Everyone have the talk with your individual friends.
Yes.
If you ever get this message from me, even if I put the crying laughing emoji on it because I'm an elderly millennial and zennials will make fun of me. Is my fave emoji.
But we'll take it
very seriously. Very seriously.
Is this a coincidence that there is a book called The Moonflower Murders released in 2020 about the disappearance of a hotel worker?
That is a coincidence. Oh. I did not know that.
But is it the same moonflower?
Well, this is just, I was trying to Google pictures and this is what has come up.
Has Creep Dive just cracked the case?
Is this a marketing campaign?
Sorry, that's the most insensitive thing.
Very sad and bad, guys. Because anyway, look, here's what's happening back at the ranch at that time. Gabby's family publicly begging Brian and his family to cooperate with the fucking police.
What's
and
his
with
family
the search.
Doing?
Complete lockdown. So the press at this point had surrounded their house. Gabby's mum is crying into the fucking cameras. They're trying to, Gabby's dad goes over to the house. They've separated, the parents are separated. Gabby's dad arrives over to Brian's family home. Like, there's an altercation. Anyway, they're in lockdown mode.
This is wild. Now, like, if I was a part of his family, like if I was his mom, there's no way that I'd be supporting that lockdown business.
Well, that's...
I'd be like, I love you no matter what, like, but I'm calling the police on
you. Oh, definitely.
100%. Yeah. Absolutely.
Like, I'll be with you and I'll come and visit you in prison and drink the terrible coffee, but then I'll head home to my nice warm bed. Mm-hmm. Bye.
Right. Here we are back in. So this is just a reiteration of the text. So Gabby's mum said about the message she received from her daughter on the phone that it was no service in Yosemite. And she said, I do not believe that text came from my daughter. And she was asked why she had doubts. And the mum said, the van was in Florida on the 1st of September. I think I can do the maths. The text came through on August 30th. Oh, like a 50-hour drive away from from Yosemite, basically.
Oh, wow.
So she was like, this is not working out.
Also, then, my mum would be like, no sign of that crying laughing emoji. Couldn't be her.
Couldn't be her. Exactly. Anyway, on the other side of it, Brian's parents release a statement. Oh, sorry, I tell a lie. Gabby's dad then released a public statement appealing to Brian's parents, saying, God, we're writing this letter to ask you to help find our beautiful daughter. We understand you're going through a difficult time. Your instinct is to protect your son. We ask that you put yourselves in our shoes. We have not been able to eat, sleep or live our lives. Our lives are falling apart. We believe you know the location where Brian left Gabby. We beg you to tell us as a parent, how could you let us go through this pain and not help us?
That is horrendous.
Okay. So anyway, new info is developing all the time during this story. So there are reports then that they were up in this place called Grand Teton. And somebody on TikTok by the name of Miranda Baker released a TikTok video to say, we picked Brian up. We picked him up. He offered us $200 to go 10 miles down the road. He said he was camping. He was perfectly clean. He had a really small bag. We had kind of polite conversation. Something happened that spooked him in the car journey because he got out before
he reached where he was going.
And there's this whole fucking TikTok video of this. She said she'd just come out of the police station having given her statement and she's telling TikTok.
Oh my God, I'm so weirded out by life now.
Yes.
Ooh,
very
what?
Weird.
That so, is not... I don't know.
Isn't it weird when it crosses into crime? It's like, isn't there an episode of Black Mirror where they film... They're hunted.
That's
the
right.
Criminals are hunted and everyone films them all the time.
Mm-hmm.
That's what we live in.
Well, yeah, it kind of, because wait until you hear how this sort of comes to a head. So people are saying on Twitter at this point, TikTok's about to find out what happened to her before the police. Someone on Twitter said that her roots were done in the latest photo. They weren't done in the previous one. This is clearly an old pic. This is people surmising from what they can see publicly about whether or not she's been posting or that last post was in fact from her. Also, Brian had a necklace that he wore in all the pics and then suddenly disappeared around the time that it seems like he may have taken over her Instagram. Could she have broken it off while trying to fight him off? All of this kind of thing is floating around.
Mm-hmm.
None of this shit is probably helpful from the police's point of view. Specifically because there was people sort of backtracking and going to the locations.
The problem is as well, it's so unhelpful from the trial's point of view.
Oh, well, exactly, yeah.
Yeah.
And also, at this point, Gabby hasn't been found. Now, Brian's about to go missing.
What?
So, right. So, meanwhile, the employees from... he was kind of spotted then out. So, after the pickup from that TikTok lady picked him up before anyone knew anything. Mm. He was just a guy. Then he was reported to have spoken to some guy in a bar who released his own video saying what happened. Right?
This is... So, can I ask? So, Brian isn't with his... family. I thought he was with his
he
parents.
Is at this point
okay,
in the story.
Okay.
So we're just going through. So then Brian, breaking news, Brian's attorney says that Brian is missing. The FBI is now trying to locate Brian and Gabby. They removed items from. So at this point, the house is completely surrounded by press.
Yeah.
That's
so
where Brian's supposed to be.
So
Gabby
he
goes missing.
He was there.
Brian is picked up by the TikToker driver.
He gets
then he
home.
Goes to the bar.
Yes.
Sees a guy.
Yes.
Then he goes home.
Yes. Vanless.
Vanless.
Gabby-less.
And he goes into total shutdown, lawyers up.
Yes.
And then after this, he goes missing.
Yes.
Okay.
Unbelievably. The house is surrounded. The police are obviously hovering around the place the whole time. And fucking Brian's gone. So, Brian is still missing now.
What?
When we're recording this on Monday evening. Yeah. So Brian's still gone. So the FBI then go into Brian's house, start removing items in brown paper bags that you can just watch online. His family is now reporting that his family begin to report that they hadn't seen Brian since Tuesday, which is totally bizarre.
So 6 days ago.
Because why? And also, did they not think to alert authorities? I guess... Like at that point, there's no charge. Well, that's it. And no charges had been brought against him. So he could have left.
Oh my God.
And there was no interview had happened. His attorney then is in the mix. So, right. Brian's gone. Why the hell did the FBI give him a big window to escape? Right. Brian, the last person to see Gabby, was not under surveillance, 24 hours surveillance, which seems fucking bizarre,
no
doesn't
shit.
It?
Shit. Yes.
Then enter the Daily Mail, who get an exclusive with Gabby's best mate. And she's kind of...
The Daily Mail.
Where they like, Gabby's best mate stuns in athleisure wear as she grabs a coffee.
It was best friend of Gabby Petito claims Brian had jealousy and control issues. even stole her ID once to stop her from going dancing in a bar, made her delete a tracking app. So her and her pal had this mutual tracking app on the go.
Yeah.
And Brian, according to her friend, asked Gabby to take it off her phone. So Gabby's mate here says, when I saw that Brian was back from the trip, that was the first thing that popped into my mind, that Brian had one of his episodes and that I was just hoping he didn't have a snapping moment, she says.
Oh my God.
So we're talking about 21-year-olds here. Sorry, I should have said that at the start as well. So the friend goes on to say, Brian had jealousy issues. I'm her only friend in Florida, to my knowledge. And that's not because she can't make friends. He didn't want her to have any friends.
Oh.
So, okay, here we are. So then, At All Trails is kind of an account. I think it's like a trailing.
I can tell you what it is. Oh, yeah, it's an app where you can get hikes, and yes, it's user generated content where you can upload your favorite hikes and access them in a network.
Well, perfect. Gabby had one.
I would recommend Hiker as a better alternative.
Gabby had one.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
And apparently at some point during this, a location update occurred to her profile. Oh, whoa. And then the question was, and this is all coming from randos on Instagram seeing it happening.
Right, yeah.
And then they tagged the Northport police and everything.
Jesus.
Well, we don't know whether that was the case. At this time as well, there's maps floating around. It is fully has engaged
it's
the
become
Instagram.
Kind of like a live internet sort of mass manhunt.
There, yes, and there's also something called the death zone. Now, according to the New York Post, there is this zone of death. So it's sort of an area in the national park where a murderer could get off scot-free, to do with border lines, state border lines, I believe. Also, you're in Yosemite, Yellowstone National Park. It is just huge, vast, and the chance then of finding somebody is just incredibly difficult. There's a case of Long Island woman. Anyway, I won't go into that. That's too beside the point. Okay, here we are then. Let me just skip ahead now. We don't know about any connections between that sad murder of those two women.
Mm.
But how strange that it was all occurring in a few days. Gabby hadn't gone missing yet. So the theory presented by some individuals online is that Brian had some hand in that, confessed to Gabby, and then Gabby freaks out, and that's a theory.
I mean, it sounds like they could have potentially been, like, that they were always together.
Yeah.
So maybe she was there. Mm-hmm. I don't know. Present. They said that they had an explosive row in the store.
Yeah. Well, it was. I don't know whether it was in the store or outside the store. But anyway, witnessed.
Yeah. It's all very weird.
Wait for this though. So Brian, why did Brian? Okay. So Brian arrives back home, and then proceeded to help his father empty the place where he and Gabby kept their belongings, the storage unit, right? So according to reports, so he allegedly returned to that, roped his dad in to kind of clear out this entire storage unit where Gabby's things were. And like, where the fuck are those things? And why would his dad do that? Like, why? Like, none of this. Like, it is sounding a lot like the parents just are in scramble mode to, like, Brian might have confessed something. Parents go into kind of lockdown scramble mode. But this totally aiding and abetting. And it's ridiculous.
I mean, if it was in the first day of him kind of coming back, like, Brian, you know the way, like, he's 20-something. It could just have been kind of like, oh, mumble. Yeah, Gabby's kind of following. She'll be here in another day or whatever. I said I'd get the storage unit cleared. Mm-hmm. Like, I kind of feel like I can see that one. Like, I can sort of see.
Or he could come home and say they've broken up and that he doesn't want to talk about it and they're getting rid of the storage unit stuff.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay, so the search is... Manhunt is underway for Brian. So he vanished and more than 50 law enforcement officers using bloodhounds, drones, huge amount of jeeps searching for him in this fucking huge, vast, swampy Florida woodland reserve. And there's been no update for a few days on that. Okay. Meanwhile, the internet's rewatching and watching the kind of the video body footage that the police have.
Yeah.
Up trying to kind of, you know, get some clues there to figure, did she look frightened? Is there any point at which we can gauge? Now, Brian had scratches on his face in that video. And I think, did she say, or he said, that she had kind of clawed him during the row, that they had got physical. Another individual here is kind of compiling all of Brian's, you know, likes on Instagram. And they're sort of, there's kind of a suggestion that they're sort of serial killery, which they are, but we're talking about a 21-year-old man at the same time, so it's sort of a lot of illustrative bloody
stuff he's liked on Instagram,
yeah, and things from, you know, pieces of art. So I mean, again, bit of a reach, but how and ever.
Imagine they used our internet history to determine whether we were murderers.
Like, they'd be like, this, the search was on for three podcast hosts until everyone saw their Google search history and said, no.
Wait.
They are despicable people.
Exactly.
Let them go.
Then enter, I think it was yesterday, dash cam footage from a couple who were traveling around that Tito, I think I'm saying it right, area that Gabby, it is believed that that was where Gabby might be. And didn't they only fucking drive past the parked up van? Yes, it's completely clear. It's their van. They identified stickers on the back. Even during, as you drive past, if you go past slow the footage right down, you can see Gabby's flip-flop out the back of the van. And someone was saying here, and it is true that, like, if Gabby was very, if she had OCD, and she talked then about him being inside without the shoes on, seeing just one of her shoes out like that.
That would, you'd have to fix that.
A little strange. Mm. Not only that, right, but during the footage, so you're seeing the car lead up on this kind of scrub lane and the van's on the left and there's a bit of a clearing in the trees. Some other people on the internet think you can see someone fucking digging in the field.
Shut up. Give us a look at this.
All right, here's the video. And this is all just, like, we don't know, but it is pretty strange. Let me just kind of see what you're at there. So you're coming up to the van, is that it?
Mm-hmm.
So on your left, I think it'll slow it down. There's the van.
Mm-hmm.
There's a hat in the dash that you can recognise as Gabby's hat. She was photographed in it. There's something other strange thing that I'll tell you about it later, but some people think there's a slumped individual in the front of the van. There's been enhancing going on after the fact. I'm not sure about that. But there's a second bit here. You see where the pointing is happening? Mm-hmm. Did you see any of this?
Yeah, I just saw that.
No, I didn't.
Left.
Go back again.
It's very brief. It's going to be right there.
So I'm watching this in a...
There.
Oh, did you see that?
It is actually quite clear.
Do you also see that?
Yeah, I think it's there quite clear.
There's a person there.
Yeah, so... the kind of search was focused in this area, trying to retrieve the van and see what the fuck is going on. And they only went and found Gabby. They did. They found her. She is dead.
Right there.
I don't know exactly where. It certainly in the area that this footage was filmed. Yes. So at the moment, they found Gabby. We don't know yet. I think her autopsy is today. The family obviously
Tuesday.
Yeah, everybody knows it's, and Brian is still MIA.
Yeah. So when was that video that you just played us?
Yesterday. It was posted.
But it was shot yesterday, was it?
I don't know. I can't remember. There was some date. It was like the 26th of August that the internet sleuths couldn't kind of piece together. They decided that this must be the day that some event occurred with Gabby. It kind of tracking out from his timeline of movement that, yeah. from seeing him picked up, from going to the bar, from the last time she was seen, from the area in which they believed him to be.
And so see the van there. Where is the van? It's not in Florida.
It's in that Tito, in that fucking national park. Hang on, I'll bring it up here. I'm not sure. Hang on.
Wyoming.
Is it? Yeah, Wyoming.
So like, that digging figure.
I don't know.
Is remains to be seen. To be Brian.
Well, we don't know.
Unless he went missing from his parents' house, went back to near where the van was abandoned.
No, it did. Is that video not a murder? Was that video just posted?
Sorry, it was shot. But it was shot much before, because during the couple who filmed it said, "Fucking hell, we were in the area around that time. We must go back and look." Sure, you wouldn't notice. That was just that video was just rolling. Sorry, no, it wasn't a sleuth out to find her. It was just a random thing. So, about 20 hours ago, we're recording Monday, so Sunday night, our time, a body was found where that Wyoming search was underway, and then later in the day confirmed to be her.
And I mean, though, that's mad. If that is a figure, potentially Brian, digging.
In daylight.
It's broad daylight. That's what I was going to say.
And it's not that far off the road.
It's quite, and it's not covered by trees. It's quite open. Even though, like, there's trees between the field and where the road
is. In the field.
But he's in the field beyond the trees. Yeah,
and,
exactly.
And like you say, daytime, and obviously a van drives by, so it's not a completely quiet area.
Right, Jesus.
We don't know where Brian is. Who the fuck killed Kristen and Kylan as well?
Have you done a kind of a refresh now in the last couple of minutes?
I will do a little refresh here.
Kind of...
So, horrendous fucking story here, lads. And also... The it's fact that it's all playing out
crazy.
In real life. Now, there's also like, and it's true, like this is a blue haired, white skinned, blonde individual, you know.
Yeah,
America loves
attention.
Nothing more. And it exactly.
Yeah. So. A YouTuber. And
yes. And so obviously there's countless other people.
Jesus.
You know.
Going through it and more. And
that's it. Absolutely. But people are all over. So this comment sounds more and more like his parents used a diversion tactic to allow Brian to have more time to get away. That for sure happened. The police are so late with this, they should be ashamed. He's not missing. He's running and hiding. And he's not in the area where they're searching. The family knew he was gone because they helped him escape. Of course they knew he was gone. By the time they discovered he was missing, the family were saying, sure, he's been gone since Tuesday.
Jesus.
Oh.
You know?
Oh, who knows?
A lot of it just is exactly who knows, but it's also it feels totally bizarre that couple would be murdered in the same week, in that same timeline, in the same area.
This is so bad, right? So the family.
Sorry, I just feel like the statistical likelihood of being murdered, gun crime. It's just different. I don't know if I am that shocked about it.
Maybe
be coincidence.
It feels like a pretty remote kind of, you know, there's not a lot of people around.
Yeah.
So it just feels like fucking...
Well, it depends now what the autopsy says. Like, how was she...
Yeah, how did she
Because
die?
If she was, if it's, I know, it's, but if it was, if she's been strangled or something, it's going to be a domestic, they had a fight and got out of hand and whatever.
But if she was shot...
Then this man is, he's a bad bastard either way, but like there's, you know, it's potentially an intimate thing that's gone wrong or he's an actual cold hearted killer. But his parents, so Brian's father, Christopher, 62, and mother, Roberta, 55, residents of Wasabo Avenue in Northport, Florida. According to their tax documents, they own 10,000 foot square property in the area.
Whoa.
After the news broke of the discovery of Gabby's body, they issued a statement through their lawyer saying, "The news about Gabby Petito was heartbreaking. The Laundrie family prays for Gabby and her family."
I mean, they couldn't have done less.
They said, "This is an extremely difficult time for both the Petito family and the Laundrie family. I understand that a search has been organized for Miss Petito in or near Oh, sorry, this was a previous statement on September 14th.
Before they had found her.
On behalf of the Laundry family, it is our hope that the search for Miss Petito is successful. Like, a two-line statement that their son's partner is dead.
Yeah.
The news about Gabby is heartbreaking. We pray for Gabby and her family. I mean, are these incredibly rich people who are just like throwing money at the problem? And
I don't think they are, Cass. I don't think they are. I think it's... It feels like maybe Brian wasn't all that great. Maybe they might have, not that they might have known that something like this could have happened, but...
It feels like he came home and was like, I did it again.
Oh, Cass. Anyway, look, Brian's gone, wandering around. A lot of people believe now he might have gone to end his own life. But he went live a few hours ago on Instagram.
What?
For like a couple of seconds.
What?
Like accidentally.
Oh my God, that happened to me once. Terrifying.
Anyway, you weren't wanted for murder
not at
the time.
No.
There's a suggestion as well, like this kind of classic narcissistic, you know, fancies himself as this super nature survivalist on the run, you know, that this is, that he's not going to end his life, that this is the challenge of a lifetime.
Oh my God. You know, this is so crazed.
So the search is unbelievable. Like there's drone footage of jeep after jeep of police. This is like the bloody, because you can, I imagine in the police station, it's fucking mortification that first of all this information's out already. They're scrambling.
But they can't possibly keep up with this. This is because people already followed her. And then watched, and there's hundreds of thousands of people watching the footage and piecing it all together. Mm-hmm. And a lot of it is speculation. The police could do that, but they can't follow leads based on what random people have posted.
Mm-hmm.
Even if they do turn out to be correct. But if we believed the internet sleuths and all of their accusations and people were prosecuted or arrested for what people say on the internet, we'd live in a very different world.
Mm.
Unfortunately, this time they were correct.
It does just feel unusual, and I just haven't seen anything this frenzied.
Yeah.
It's a good example of what might be the future.
Isn't it though? Yeah. Like it reminds you of this.
As predicted in Natural Born Killers.
Oh yeah.
This is really reminding me of that. This before now you were born, Cassie. There was a film called Natural Born Killers with Juliette Lewis and Woody
Harrelson. Don't even know who she is.
Scientologist. But in Natural Born Killers, they are they're a young couple and they go on a killing spree, become like national celebrities overnight in the States, and they're like outlaw heroes even though they're like vicious murderers, you know.
Yeah.
And it's you know, it's satire or whatever, but
you remember,
we have
as well,
far surpassed it now at this point.
But it's like, if you remember the O.J. Simpson trial, that similar sort of real time.
Oh God, the Franco,
you know. And it's
the
manhunt.
They paused court. They were all in court that day arguing about sort of some kind of semantics of the case. And
without him there, or he's due to be there.
Without him there, I know that I'm like, Marsha was there, and whoever from the defense team. And like, they literally were a bit like, kind of like, there's actually OJ's just fleeing, and
they like
stopped.
Rolled in a
they rolled, rolled just like TV. When we were in fucking secondary school on 9/11. They rolled in the court TV
and they all watched it live.
Yeah,
as
they
well.
Watched it live just like everyone else. Yeah.
And I think probably definitely not alone in feeling like, fucking hell, guys, this is the should we be talking about this? Is this fuck it? I mean, this here's the other thing on it that a couple of the people I was following, and then I got into TikTok and I was like, holy shit, there's like swathes of people telling the same story. So you just pick your flavor and then you stick with that individual and she'll tell you the way, like 90% females doing this as well.
Right.
And also then, so they're having this conversation and people are commenting live time like, well, you guys are putting a lot of focus in here. How about this missing person? Let's pick her next. It's fucking both weird, but maybe it could result in some good outcomes. Do you know?
Yeah.
But then, like we were talking about on Mother of Pod, like I'll Be Gone in the Dark, this sort of obsessive, you know, is that bad?
Well, look, to be honest, I think it's very human. Like, yeah. I don't think this is anything new. Like,
no.
This so-called true crime explosion of the last 5 years is actually the last 5 centuries.
Yeah. It's just a change in media. Millennia.
Yeah, like, I think it's just very human to be fascinated and horrified and transfixed.
Yeah.
Yeah. Unless we forget Chat Magazine has been going for nearly a century.
Yeah, yeah. 500 BC for Chat.
But yeah, if you look back to
Take a Break even further back.
Yeah.
But this is Take all a Break scandal. Was there.
And for Reader's Digest.
Lads, it was on the toilet that walls in Rome. Scrawled shit about people. And it's the same today.
I think it's a fascination in anything that is beyond the realm of what you can
normal,
what you would anticipate for yourself or for those. Like, it's so alien, and we just have a compulsion to try and understand crime, like the
it's researching behaviors. Our survival.
Yeah,
and like I think the thing is that you know, there's so much now debate about the kind of like commodification of tragedy for like kind of a communal
for €4 a month on patreon.com / the group chat.
But like, I think we're at least interrogating these things more than ever before. Like interrogating the fact that we want, that we care so much about Gabby, when she's a white woman, she's middle class, she's pretty, she's, you know. And like, at least we're
there's some acknowledgement and learning there.
And learning, and learning.
But also, there's a good chance something like this could find a victim alive.
Totally, yeah.
Like,
yeah.
That level of, what is it, the first few hours of somebody going missing.
72 hours or something, yeah, is so crucial.
So crucial. So if you could spread the word like wildfire.
Yeah.
And everyone's getting sort of notification on their phone, or there's some like, oh, I mean, that's good, isn't it?
Yeah, well, it's like, you know, like they have the Amber Alert. And, yeah, yeah. Yeah. Now they'll have instead like the Gabby Alert on TikTok, and it'll be like, everyone to your phones.
Yes, missing hiker.
Watch this footage. And like, if you've got 500,000 people watching the footage, more than just like, I don't know, a stretched police department.
Yeah.
You know.
Maybe it could be, but it's exactly like you say, this will all fuck up the trial if Brian's found alive and there needs to be some, and there's some, you know, he's tried. Okay, 45 minutes ago, his father has just been taken into custody after an FBI raid. Yeah. So a new examination of the film you guys just watched.
Of the digger.
Of the van.
Yeah.
Spotting, it shows the back doors open upon approach. So that means if that was him digging in the field, there's no way he could have got back to close the van door that quickly, unless...
Would you explain that again?
So you know how the car drives up?
Yeah.
I'm watching a really slow-mo. As the car's the dash cam footage drives up towards the van, you can see that the van, one of the back doors of the van closes. So that means...
closes in shot.
Yeah, I think it's going to close now as we're watching a very slow-mo version. So as we're driving up, that kind
of... Yes, you're right.
Right, that suggests... Somebody
else is there.
Was there. So that could have been Gabby.
That text there.
So
that's
it says, who's
useful.
Closing the doors? Was Gabby alive here? And is this her? Was the man in the distance unrelated? Or is there another possible party involved?
I.e.
Oh, Jesus. They just said breaking here. Okay. 911 call reporting Brian slapping Gabby on the 12th. All right, they've just unearthed a 911 call. Sorry, Soph. Gentleman, 5'6". They just drove off. They're going down the main street. This is the voice, the phone call. They made a right turn on the street to Moonflare. I'm just reading out the transcript of the 911 call. We drove dry. A gentleman was slapping his girlfriend. He was slapping her.
Jesus.
Then we stopped. They ran up along... and he proceeded to hit her, hopped in the car, and they drove off. Okay, so there you go. Jesus Christ. Okay, so yeah. And that's the we're up to date as of 7:30 on Monday.
Jesus.
Still no Brian. And poor old Gabby.
This is weird. You're so right. This thing of watching things in real time is so specific to our generation.
Yes.
Like, it's making me think of the Capitol Hill storming and everything like that. And that sense of unreality you get when you're watching something that really doesn't compute.
Yeah.
And it's kind of like, it's upturned institutions you thought were immovable.
Yeah.
And is suddenly displaying the kind of chaos that is reality.
Yes, because we're conditioned to, the way we've always ingested media was through, you know.
Well, through a delay.
Exactly. Yeah.
Even live news, the footage that's captured hours previous.
And the context and edited. Of the delivery anchor, of the news.
The is, anchor is providing context.
And that remove further allows us to just take it in from an... But this and be less is a much more cooperative...
Yeah.
And even now I'm talking about it on the podcast is another layer of
mediation. Of
whatever it is, you know.
It's weird.
It is weird, isn't it? It's unnerving. And I think it, like, when you think of, say, the live coverage of 9/11, like, as you watch breaking news and you watch something like this, you don't realize you're watching people dying.
Yeah.
Mm. You know? And
yeah.
Like with the guys who captured the footage there, they were driving past a crime scene.
Yeah.
It's just it's there's probably like latent trauma from it all.
Well, we have to sort of, we have, for our own protections, we have to not feel all those feelings. You know, you sort of have to operate online within your own, if you can, shell. Because if you were to absorb everything, you couldn't function within your own.
Of course. And it's interesting because the internet
that's relevant.
It removes the gatekeeper.
Yeah.
So like, It begs the question, like, who deserves to be the gatekeeper of information, and should there be that kind of, should there be, you know, a filter? Yeah. Should there be editing? Should there, you know, obviously someone sees that stuff. So, you know, it's like the content moderators in Facebook, they're seeing the worst, the worst, the worst. Mm-hmm. And, you know, is there room for a censor? Is there, should the internet be regulated? Should our consumption of media be considered?
Or is this our own personal responsibility?
Or is it a case where, like, this is democracy? Yeah. So there is no gatekeeper. You do get to see all of the bad shit in the world.
Mm-hmm. But democracy is like an elected gatekeeper. This doesn't feel like democracy. This feels like kangaroo court kind of thing, where there is no kind of, I suppose, there's no static structure.
In the gladiator, thumbs up, thumbs down. It's like
I even feel like it's more arbitrary than that. There feels like there's no one in charge and everyone in charge. And it just feels kind of like any sense of a structure is an illusion. Especially when you start to think about, like, say, a central world event. And you think about your perspective on that event. Let's do 9/11 again.
Yeah.
Our perspective on 9/11 versus, like, you know, somebody in Afghanistan's perspective on 9/11, and like how that story told through different perspectives is a totally different story.
Oh, of course. Time,
and therefore, the sound of clapping in the forest kind of thing, what is reality? Yeah. It is only ever kind of, you know, highly kind of, what's the word, like, media
framed,
yeah. but not, and if you for go, the but like, victims and the individuals on the ground.
Yeah, but one of the greatest issues, like, one of the greatest issues with the media is media framing and ownership and the authors of the media. So who decides what's shown and who decides how it's framed and the language we use and all that kind of stuff. And it always goes back to the fact that 90% of the media is owned by, you know,
two individuals,
nine billionaires in the US, and like white, straight, white, very rich conservative men. And like, there is no, there, if you view the media through certain lenses, there is no such thing as objective.
No, media. But we're also consuming it on three platforms. So it's TikTok, Facebook, also owned by those same individuals.
Exactly.
So I don't know how I came across this because our DMs started filling up. But those individuals, like me and you guys, are consuming the same thing. We're getting served the same information. We're probably like-minded. It's all the same shit. Yeah. So is there something happening at that level? Is there some responsibility in the serving of...
Of course.
Yeah,
because like Google is funneling the information it wants you to get, like, as priority.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And like, I always think of Google as being like the plug hole, like that kind of culture drains down through, and like they absolutely basically are deciding what we read and what we know about things.
All platforms are.
Like anyone who's using a different kind of search engine, props, because it's not as easy.
But they're not getting the same shit.
Well, there is a difference. But say, for example, like, not to, again, with 9/11, but like,
sorry, yeah, I'm just turning
you know, it, as when 9/11 was happening, obviously in the real time, like in the States, there was like this kind of sudden collective kind of decision to only to shoot from quite far away as soon as they realized that they were capturing people's deaths on live news footage. There was like this kind of, I don't know even how kind of organized or conscious it was in terms of it being like a movement away from those kind of close-ups and things.
Get
like
out
that.
Of here.
Yeah, so like Americans were already seeing an edited, sanitized version of what was taking place. And then I definitely remember afterwards them reporting on some European like news outlets that were showing a lot more than what was being shown on American stations.
Huh?
Yeah. And then, like, not to be, obviously, we did that whole story about the Falling Man and things like that, and the huge, like, clapback that this newspaper in Duluth, I think it was, got for publishing this picture of a man falling to his death. And it was a picture that really was, like, it should have been a kind of, it was probably award-winning on some level.
It did win the Pulitzer, didn't it?
God, I can't remember.
If you're listening, try to visualise it. It's a man falling headfirst in a suit, his tie is sort of up in the air and he's head down.
And it's just against the vertical lines of the World Trade Center. And there is no context. It is only building behind him. Mm-hmm. You cannot see anything more about the circumstances of this fall. There's something like sort of strangely dignified about it. Strangely. But
probably that the other bodies have been edited out of it. Although I think they say that it's not an edited photo.
No,
but
we don't think it is edited.
But it's just that it's zoomed
it's
in.
It's just
far
zoomed in on
that.
One person. Yeah. But when you think of it, it doesn't fully represent the chaos.
No, it's completely removed from the chaos. Yeah. It looks like a quiet moment.
Yeah.
It's so, and it feels like a quiet moment of a person meeting their end. Mm. And it's, where's like, it feels
ethics?
Almost like a deathbed vigil.
Mm.
But he's not dead.
If you imagine the noise and terror that was going on around it. But like, so not to be a creep, but like I was on YouTube looking for, well, like I think basically if you search something like 9/11 jumpers or jumpers footage, you won't get anything on YouTube.
Really? Nothing?
Nothing. And like, it's like, I'm just there. The things I've seen on the internet, but you cannot find that.
So how interesting that
so
that.
But I think YouTube in particular have taken a stance against
and I'm happy.
Violent content.
Like, I'm happy about it, but I am like, isn't it amazing that like you can watch beheadings of men like in Afghanistan under the Taliban when you can't watch.
But they're not American.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Like who is allowed the privacy?
The richest person.
But that's it. Exactly. And you have to, if you.
The most valuable player.
If you want to operate in this world
like,
where we all
watch
have.
Beheadings or falling people, but like.
We'll protect our own. And that's, but I think you have to, if you want to have this world where, you know, we have this mad freedom to create and observe and consume all types of content, you also have to take into consideration what the intentions or the agendas of the platformers are behind you. Because it's money. Mm. Obviously, it's money. And their strategy is to have, you know, it's volume rather than anything else. It's just to let a self-serve platform exist where you don't have to touch users. There's no friction there for the teams. You know, maybe there's some sort of AI that's monitoring the content, but like that's going to be some sort of arbitrary settings that they're allowing things to get through and people can figure it out. And then when you think about why we're being served up all that kind of stuff, it's because the psychology of it is that you'll stay on it if they keep giving you things that you enjoy. Mm-hmm. So YouTube's algorithm is so powerful that it knows what you're going to like next. So a lot of them give you, you know, Google and Facebook used to serve you stuff that was similar to what you stayed on. So what you click through to and what you read, and they would find an article or a piece of content that matched certain parameters of that, whether it was length, the person, the personality, the content, the visual look of it, but very kind of superficial markers, because that would be similar. You would get a cat video and a cat video you know, the best harmonies from The Voice and the best harmonies from The Voice. And then maybe you get a recommendation from The Voice abroad. It was that means of recommending content, but now it's become so powerful that you're stuck in some of the markers and the perimeters are like the actual content and what's being said, and then you just get served
the same,
the same, and the same, and the same.
Tom Hanks is a pedophile.
Tom Hanks is a pedophile, and then you get
episode.
You get stuck in like controversies, and then there's confirmation bias layered on top of that because you start seeing it everywhere, and you start believing it to be true.
Okay. I see confirmation bias everywhere.
Yeah, and that, but that's just so because someone wants to make fucking money off space. You.
It isn't this, you know, no rules land. It's a very specific machine tailored to whoever you are.
The great, and like, it is maintained by our attention. And that is all people are interested in. When you are working in tech and all this kind of stuff, you're not even considered, it's people aren't considered people, they're users. And it's the users of the tech, and how can we get the users to stay on this tech? And what is the stickiness? And what can we do to get people to do this and behave like the way that we want them to behave? And if you're on a free platform, you're not paying for it, the idea is to sell you a product or something or an idea.
Or you're what's for sale if you're not paying.
If you're not the product, you are the product.
Yeah.
So if you are not paying for something, your attention is going to be sold to an advertiser.
But who are we selling our listeners to?
We are not monetizing our content through anything other than direct to subscriptions.
Okay. And we're completely audience.
So there is a bit of a difference there then in that, is there? Are we better?
People pay for our content. So we don't earn any money off the public shows. Worth noting, guys, get over to patreon.com/creepdive. We've never made a cent off our public.
No.
The ones that are available on the feed. The whatever is out there.
What are you listening to now?
Yeah, this one. We make our money through direct to listener subscriptions. And that is the only way to bypass the need for and the influence of advertisers or platforms.
And so a removal of the advertisers by way of this audience
participation.
But are we not advertising with this show?
Yeah, but we're directing them over to another, the exact same show.
I see. Different and better.
But you know the way you keep trying to sell different, better behind the scenes. Yeah.
But I see.
Paying for your media is the only way to sustain fully independent, potentially objective media. Now, you're always going to have the bias of whoever's creating the media. You know, I hate men.
But that's three individuals.
Yeah.
It's not an
organization.
Not a huge monster.
And we don't have influential world changing power. We are just trying to make enough money to sustain ourselves to create this content. Mm. That is the goal. It's not.
I love how we've come around to this. To a big sell.
Have you guys
sell?
Ever watched The Internet's Own Boy? The film about the founder of Reddit.
No.
One of the founders of Reddit. His name was Aaron Schwartz.
Put that in my notes.
And it's been years now since I watched it, but it's a great film as far as I remember on this sense, at this thing of like, we stood on the brink of potential with the internet. Was it going to be a tech utopia or was it going to be
adopted by users?
Yeah, was there going to be fucking despot millionaires, billionaires, I mean, ultimately running the show and wrecking the place? And it's just interesting because obviously Reddit was a concept that was trying to be something that we're kind of describing, really, like, and what he ran up against. And ultimately, it's like, it's really interesting. I'm not going to say anymore. It's very good.
I think, because there has to be a happy medium. I think if you keep everything, completely free and you decide to, like, for whatever sort of, you know, altruistic reason, build a platform that's really powerful and not earn any money off it, and you wanted to keep, you know, give that to people, then people will behave in a way like you trolling
like Wikipedia.
And Wikipedia and
sort of
like,
oh, geez, self-governed. Did you get Wikipedia's email there?
Yeah, I've given them a few bob. You should give them a few bob.
I
give them money every year.
Do you?
That's why I get those emails. They only send them to people who've previously given. But this one now, this month,
the
was actually a heartbreaker. Like, it was very lengthy.
Yeah.
And I was
juicy.
Do you know what? I actually was like, this is the greatest ploy ever.
Tearjerker.
I skim read two paragraphs. Then I scrolled straight to the bottom and was like, 50.
You gave them 50 quid.
Big spender. That's just
that's got to be one of the the biggest mistakes is to put something so powerful out there for free for so long. People will just, it's difficult to get people to.
No, I don't think so.
I think audiences are becoming more and more empowered to pay.
Oh, absolutely, they are. Like, I mean, I'm hanging my hat on it. Like, they have to.
We're hoping.
Fascinating. She's ending her lines. Where are we at now, time-wise?
We're really long and I'm really hungry.
I'm delighted with that. Thank you for listening.
An immense episode. Thank you, Jen.
Sophie's juiced up for the hive. Do you want to give us a...
Oh, yeah. I'm going to talk about the only issue that Trump and Hillary were ever in alignment on. Yes. I'm going to go with BuzzFeed headline. I'm going to tell you all about the bad boy of Big Pharma.
Oh yes! Okay, can't wait. If that's wetted your whistle, tipped your
tottle,
tipped your you know where to find the rest of it. There's hours of top quality entertainment over on www.patreon.com/thecreepdive. If you just Google patron and then Google the creep dive, will pop up. Come by. It's $3.50. It's less than... It's really
it's
cheap.
Less than an expensive coffee. In fact, it's like half a coffee these days.
We should ramp it up.
Fucking capitalism.
And welcome to all our latest creeps. I'm very excited about the fact that Filth House Tattoos has followed us. Not followed, has chosen to support us.
Thank
you, Filth House. Thank you, Sarah, Kelly, Marie, Lynette, Leanne, Jenny, Noemi. And Brona and Evelyn.
Thank you.
All welcome aboard. Also, with every new patron, there is a tote.
Oh yeah, this is good. And please stay
and
with us.
And we have a new tote.
We have a new tote. You'll see it in the gram. It's, you may not remember, or you might, a duck by the name of Andy that I covered a while ago on he's a goose. Born Without Feet. He was sponsored by Nike then. Actually, must get the episode and do a link just
do
to throw back
again,
the old days.
Yeah, because there was so much in it. Because I remember just being enchanted by just the mere fact of Andy and his skateboard feet.
Because there was
There was an actual murder mystery involved.
That's right. Jeez, I forgot about that. Okay, anyway, I'll get that up for you. And that'll be also on the shop should you wish to support that way. We'll see you on the Hive.
Goodbye. Bye.